This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamb. Colorado's snowpack, which supplies much of the water we use, has pretty much melted off for the season. Lisa Hidalgo is Denver 7's chief meteorologist.
Snowpack is well below 10%. I mean, but that's very typical as we get into the end of June and early July. Lots of snow melt out there, so things look good. Drought conditions don't look so great right now on the western slope. It has really dried out over the past couple of weeks.
Hidalgo says if the summer dries out, that in turn elevates the risk for wildfires. Young adults will help restore the natural environment at the new Purgatory River Preserve in southeastern Colorado. Tara Castaneda is program manager for the youth corps there. She says 18 to 24-year-olds will have a chance to get real work experience in the area they call home.
What that does look like is a group of folks physically removing with chainsaws the tamarisk and the Russian olives. It'll pave the way for the next step for the revegetation of the native willows and cottonwood.
Castaneda says opportunities for jobs and other activities for young people can often be limited in rural areas. She says this project will help create pathways into the workforce. A bat has tested positive for rabies in Pueblo County. Health officials say people should stay away from wildlife and vaccinate their pets against rabies. If you find a bat, officials say to leave the area and contact the proper authorities. Rabies can be transmitted if the infected animal's saliva gets into a cut or through the eyes, nose, or mouth. Unvaccinated pets exposed to a rabid animal must either be euthanized or undergo a 180-day quarantine. This is CPR News.